Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Joy of Less by Francine Jay, a beacon of guidance for those looking to embrace a minimalist lifestyle. Published in 2010, this book offers an indispensable roadmap to decluttering not only your home, but also your life. Francine Jay, a trailblazer in the minimalist movement, shares easy-to-follow steps for enhancing every room of your home, fostering a mindset that prioritizes the joy of less over the stress of excess. With appearances on CNN, BBC, and features in Forbes, Jay's expertise and pioneering approach to minimalism have crowned her a leading voice in the field. Through her popular blog, missminimalist.com, she continues to inspire individuals to lead simpler, more meaningful lives. The Joy of Less speaks to those who return home feeling stressed and overwhelmed, to the spendthrifts caught in the cycle of debt, and to the home-based workers struggling to find clarity in their space. If your life feels cluttered, both physically and metaphorically, this book offers a transformative perspective on how less can truly mean more. Francine Jay expertly guides readers through a decluttering process that is not only liberating but also deeply rewarding. Join us as we explore how the joy of less can lead you to a lighter, more fulfilled existence, proving that sometimes subtracting is the best addition you can make to your life. The Joy of Less, a minimalist guide to declutter, organize, and simplify. Introduction. Discover the essence of what truly matters to you. In this era, we're entangled in a relentless cycle of buying more, accumulating more, and subsequently, discarding more. This endless loop has led to a surge in the piles of waste we generate, significantly impacting our planet and our mental well-being. It begs the critical question: are we surrounded by too much stuff? The answer, in all likelihood, is a resounding yes. Taking a moment to evaluate our possessions, we often uncover that numerous items cluttering our spaces don't enhance our lives. This realization paves the way to embracing a minimalist mindset, an invaluable journey toward decluttering not just our physical spaces, but also alleviating the unnecessary stresses burdening our minds and wallets. Embarking on this journey of minimalism offers more than just the physical act of sorting through belongings. It involves a profound shift in how we perceive our material possessions. By fostering a sense of detachment from the things we own, we begin to see that life's most precious treasures aren't the ones stored on shelves or tucked away in drawers. In this exploration, you'll be introduced to the Streamline Method, a systematic approach to decluttering that transcends the mere act of sorting through items. It's about refining our understanding of what truly adds value to our lives. And intriguingly, amidst the insights on decluttering and minimizing, there's a nod to the humble baking powder. Its mention symbolizes the unexpected simplicity and versatility of solutions that can arise from adopting a minimalist approach. How something as commonplace as baking powder can be reimagined as a multi-purpose tool in our lives. This journey is not just about creating more space in our homes, but about discovering greater clarity, freedom, and joy in understanding what's genuinely important to us. Part 1. Embark on a decluttering journey with a fresh perspective. As you navigate the spaces of your home, you might find yourself grappling with the sheer volume of items you've accumulated over time. Perhaps the realization hits even harder as you notice the mounting bills, a silent testament to our tendency to acquire more than we need. It's a clear sign that it's time to embrace a minimalist mindset, a transformative approach to regaining control over your possessions and, by extension, your life. The initial step towards this liberating mindset requires sorting your belongings into three distinct categories: the functional, the beautiful, and the sentimental. The functional category encompasses everything that serves a practical purpose in your daily life. This includes not just the essentials for survival like clothing and food, but also the plethora of items that streamline our routines, from the pens we write with to the beds we sleep in. Then, there are the beautiful items, those pieces that spark joy within us, enhancing our lives not through utility, but through the sheer pleasure they provide. Lastly, the sentimental category captures those belongings that hold a mirror to our past, reflecting the people, places, and events that have shaped our journeys. However, to truly adopt a minimalist lifestyle and begin the process of decluttering, a critical mindset shift is essential. Cultivating non-attachment to our belongings. Consider this scenario. In the event of an emergency, like a fire breaking out in your home, your instinct wouldn't be to save your laptop or your photographs. Instead, your priority would be the safety of yourself and your loved ones. This stark realization underscores a profound truth. When it comes down to our core happiness and well-being, material items don't make the list. Yes, we all find ourselves attached to items for their beauty or the memories they hold, yet embracing a mindset of non-attachment allows us to maintain perspective, recognizing that these items, while cherished, are not paramount. This understanding is vital in your journey to declutter and in truly appreciating the value of the possessions that genuinely merit a place in your life. Part 2. Unlock the secrets to a clutter-free home with Streamline. Having embraced a minimalist mindset, it's time to put theory into action and truly transform our living spaces. Enter the Streamline method, a systematic approach that promises to guide us through the decluttering process with clarity and purpose. Let's dive into the first half of the Streamline steps, which lay the foundation for a thorough and effective decluttering. The journey begins with the notion to start over. Imagine stepping into your space for the first time. Viewing each room, drawer, or shelf with fresh eyes allows you to objectively assess what's truly needed and what constitutes excess. Next up is trash, treasure, or transfer. As you sift through your belongings, categorize them. Items that have outlived their usefulness go into the trash pile. Think worn-out clothes or expired products. The treasure pile is reserved for items that are either functional, bring beauty into your life, or hold sentimental value. Important to note, however, is that treasures should be items you can display or use. They should not be hidden away. Lastly, the transfer pile is for items that, although no longer serve you, might find a new lease on life with someone else. The key here is to let go of the just-in-case mentality and free yourself from the burden of unnecessary possessions. Reason. For each item encourages us to critically evaluate why an item deserves a spot in our lives. If it's in the treasure pile, it should have a clear purpose or bring genuine joy. Everything in its place is about organization. How often you use an item should dictate its storage location. Daily and weekly essentials belong in your inner circle, within easy reach. Less frequently used items fall into the outer circle, stored out of the way, but still accessible. And those once a year or seldom used items? They belong in deep storage, like your basement or garage, keeping your living spaces streamlined and functional. Finally, all surfaces clear advocates for maintaining clutter-free zones. Keeping countertops, desks, and tables clear not only enhances the aesthetics of your space, but also improves functionality and focus, whether you're preparing a meal or completing a project. With the first half of Streamline under our belt, let's move forward, excited to explore what the latter stages of this method hold for our decluttering efforts. Part 3. Maintaining minimalism with the latter. Streamline steps. Having laid the groundwork through the initial steps of the Streamline method, it's time to delve into the strategies that will help us sustain a minimalistic, decluttered life. The second segment of this method provides us with the tools to keep our belongings in line and our spaces serenely organized. Starting with modules, the idea is to group items based on their function, similar to compartmentalizing items in a first aid kit. This ensures when the need arises for something specific, like a Band-Aid, you know exactly where to find it. After organizing, the crucial step is to evaluate and reduce. For instance, question the necessity of keeping a vast collection of pens when a handful would suffice. This practice of consolidation helps prevent items from unnecessarily occupying space. The concept of limits is integral to preventing collections from spiraling out of control. By imposing restrictions on how many items you can keep in a specific category, like limiting your library to only cherished books, you can avoid the trap of unwieldy collections. This might mean donating books you're unlikely to reread or embracing digital alternatives for future reads. A practical yet critical approach is embodied in the rule of, if one comes in, one goes out. This encourages making conscious decisions about replacing items. If a new gadget arrives, its predecessor should find a new home or be recycled. This practice curtails the accumulation of redundant items. Narrow down champions the philosophy of multipurpose usage. Why clutter your space with multiple cleaning agents when an all-purpose cleaner could suffice? Applying this principle across various facets of household management can significantly reduce the volume of possessions. The final step, everyday maintenance, is the keystone of sustaining a minimalistic environment. By committing to remove at least one item each day, be it through donation, recycling, or disposal, you ensure your space remains uncluttered and your possessions manifold. Together, these steps offer a systematic yet flexible method to not only declutter your home, but also maintain a minimalistic lifestyle that aligns with your values and priorities. Through modules, limits, the principle of one in, one out, narrow down, and daily maintenance, the streamline method transforms the daunting task of decluttering into an achievable, ongoing practice. Part 4. Transform your bedroom and wardrobe into havens of serenity. Embarking on the journey to declutter our living spaces starts with perhaps the most personal of all spaces, the bedroom. It's our sanctuary, the retreat where we unwind and recharge, making it the ideal starting point for applying the streamline approach to decluttering. Imagine transforming your bedroom into a serene haven, free from the chaos of clutter. This is achieved by diligently sorting items into trash, treasure, and transfer piles. Items lacking functional or aesthetic value in creating a restful environment, think an unused exercise machine collecting dust, belong in the trash pile. The treasure pile is reserved for essentials that enhance your bedroom's purpose, like your current bedtime read or alarm clock. Meanwhile, items like toys or magazines, which might be better suited elsewhere or given a new home, fit into the transfer pile. Narrowing down your belongings to the essentials is key. Consider the minimalist approach of having just a futon mattress on the floor, as the author does, which eliminates unnecessary furniture and fosters a simpler, more focused bedroom space. But why stop at the bedroom? Your wardrobe, too, can benefit from a streamlined makeover, reducing both physical clutter and decision-making stress. Start fresh by emptying your wardrobe completely, every drawer, hanger, and shelf. As you sift through your clothing, separate them into the familiar trash, treasure, and transfer piles. This process might involve trying on clothes to accurately assess which items genuinely contribute to your personal style and which do not. Clothes that are damaged beyond repair should be discarded. Items that truly reflect your style, fit well, and serve a purpose across different aspects of your life, from work to workouts to social events, deserve a spot in your treasure pile. With the ever-changing landscape of fashion, it's easy for wardrobes to become overwhelmed with outdated pieces. Here, the streamline method's one-in-one-out rule becomes invaluable. Embrace this rule by ensuring that for every new item that enters your wardrobe, an old, unused one exits. This practice not only keeps your clothing collection current, but also curbs the accumulation of unnecessary items. By decluttering your bedroom and wardrobe, you're not just organizing your space, you're redefining it as a source of tranquility and efficiency. The streamline method empowers you to live more with less, highlighting what truly adds value to your life and what merely adds volume. Part 5. Revitalize your living room and home office through decluttering. Take a moment to observe your living room. Is it a sanctum of relaxation and socialization, or has it become a repository for scattered magazines, toys, and clutter? The living room, a central hub for gatherings with family and friends, demands an environment conducive to entertainment and comfort. To enhance your living room's functionality and ambiance, start by scrutinizing the purpose of each item within the space. Ask yourself, why is this item here? For instance, when the author lived abroad, the absence of a couch and television reflected their lifestyle, which included few home visitors and frequent travels. Their living space was perfectly served by a simple arrangement of a coffee table and two chairs, underscoring that less can indeed be more. Creating modules for various activities significantly boosts efficiency. Sort items into clearly labeled containers based on their function, whether for painting, knitting, or any hobby. This systematic approach not only simplifies the process of engaging in these activities, but also streamlines cleanup. A mantra worth adopting for the living room is keeping all surfaces clear. This isn't just about aesthetics, it's about safety and serenity, especially in homes with young explorers. A clutter-free floor mitigates the risk of accidents and creates an expansive environment for play and creativity. Turning our attention to the home office, a space synonymous with productivity, its decluttering necessitates a focus on paperwork. The goal is to narrow down physical documents by embracing digital alternatives. The transition to a digital archive, scanning bills, letters, and greeting cards, can drastically reduce paper clutter. Consider opting for electronic statements and subscriptions to further streamline your space. Embracing everyday maintenance is crucial in sustaining a clutter-free office. A tidy desk and minimal paperwork not only foster a productive workspace, but also prevent the accumulation of unnecessary items. Regularly sorting and digitizing documents ensures that only the essentials remain, allowing you to focus on what truly matters. By applying these decluttering principles, both your living room and home office can be transformed into spaces that inspire relaxation and productivity. Through intentional organization and a minimalist mindset, these areas can fully reflect and support your lifestyle and aspirations. Part 6. Streamline your kitchen and bathroom for ultimate functionality and serenity. Imagine flipping through a sleek kitchen catalog, each page brimming with images of pristine, clutter-free spaces. That dream kitchen, one that combines aesthetic appeal with peak functionality, can easily be yours by adopting a minimalist approach. In your journey towards a streamlined kitchen, the first step involves categorizing your items into trash, treasure, and transfer piles. This process helps declutter by identifying what's necessary and what's not. Start by scrutinizing the contents of your pantry and fridge. Any items past their expiry date? Into the trash pile they go. Useful appliances that simplify cooking, like a rice cooker or kettle, are keepers and belong in the treasure pile. Meanwhile, duplicate kitchen gadgets or those unused gifts from years past, yes, even that pasta machine from 6 Christmases ago, should be passed on to someone who will use them, thus finding their place in the transfer pile. Don't forget, excess non-perishable foods can also be donated to make a meaningful contribution to your community. Transitioning to the bathroom, this private space offers solace and relaxation when appropriately decluttering. Start by evaluating your daily routine to narrow down to the essentials, your toothbrush, toothpaste, and towel, for example, which will find their way into your treasure pile. In the quest to minimize, consider the versatility of products. Baking soda, for example, mixed with water, becomes a dynamic, multifunctional product capable of exfoliating skin, removing makeup, and even conditioning your hair. Spatial organization plays a crucial role in maintaining a functional and calming bathroom. Utilize the concepts of inner circle, outer circle, and deep storage to organize items based on frequency of use. Daily essentials should be within arm's reach in the inner circle. Less frequently used items like nail clippers or a first aid kit belong in the outer circle. Meanwhile, reserve deep storage for bulk purchases, such as toilet paper, ensuring they're out of the way but accessible when needed. By applying these focused decluttering strategies, both your kitchen and bathroom can transform into models of functionality and tranquility. A minimalist approach not only clears physical space, but also brings a sense of peace and efficiency to your daily routines, proving that less truly can be more. Part 7. Embrace minimalism together. The key to a clutter-free home. Embarking on a minimalist journey can transform your living space and mindset. But to sustain this lifestyle, involving your family is essential. It's time to extend the principles of minimalism and the streamlined method to the whole family, ensuring your home remains a clutter-free sanctuary for everyone. Leading by example is perhaps the most potent tool in nurturing a minimalist ethos within your household. Children are astute observers, emulating the behavior and values of their parents. By prioritizing experiences and relationships over material possessions, you imbue in them the essence of a minimalist life. If they witness you finding joy and contentment outside the cycle of purchasing and accumulating, they're likely to follow suit. Cherish moments, like when a child finds joy in the simple pleasures like the warmth of sunlight over an abundance of toys. Incorporating family into decluttering endeavors not only accelerates the process, but also deepens familial bonds through shared goals and achievements. Whether it's a collective effort to sort out the basement or a weekend spent reorganizing the family room, these shared experiences reinforce the value of teamwork and create lasting memories. Assigning specific areas for each family member's belongings fosters a sense of responsibility and ownership over their space and items. This approach also helps demystify the concept of decluttering, making it clear that it's about cherishing what matters most, not about mindlessly discarding possessions. To cultivate this minimalistic practice into a daily habit, establish a communal routine where each family member tidies up their area, reiterates their commitment to minimalism, and identifies any items that no longer serve a purpose or bring joy. This daily ritual, which can seamlessly fit between dinner and bedtime, ensures that decluttering becomes a natural and regular part of your family's life, keeping your home in perpetual harmony with your minimalistic values. Remember, transitioning to a minimalist lifestyle is a journey that unfolds over time. It requires patience, commitment, and collective effort. By adopting a minimalist mindset and implementing the streamlined method together, your family can enjoy a more spacious, tranquil, and meaningful living environment. Final summary. Embarking on a minimalist lifestyle starts with a crucial shift in perspective, cultivating non-attachment towards our possessions. By categorizing items into practical, useful, aesthetically pleasing, beautiful, and emotionally significant, sentimental groups, we lay the groundwork for intentional living. This initial step of differentiation enables us to discern which possessions genuinely enrich our lives and which merely clutter our space and mind. The journey towards minimalism is further streamlined by the Streamline Method, a systematic approach that helps declutter our living environment and, by extension, declutters our mental landscape. By steadfastly applying this method and embracing a philosophy of less is more, we unlock the potential for a more focused and meaningful existence. This not only liberates physical space but also frees up our cognitive resources to concentrate on the aspects of life that truly matter. In essence, adopting a minimalist lifestyle is not just about getting rid of excessive belongings, it's about reevaluating our relationship with material goods and making conscious choices to prioritize our well-being and personal growth over possessions. Through careful application of these principles and a sustained commitment to minimalism, we can achieve a sense of tranquility, simplicity, and profound satisfaction in our everyday lives. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.